You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
We always get a very energetic but distracted Stugatz this week because it's Masters Week, and he comes in doing finger guns and saying, can you feel it, Dan? But we can get and milk some good material out of that because his energy, his just general caring about sports is larger this week than it usually is. And so he asked coming in today, and I asked Juju to put it on the poll at Le Batard Show, did Rick Pitino immediately emerge from his coffin this morning and have his agent call Kentucky at Le Batard Show? Because it is rare what happened overnight, something that no one saw coming.
Well, I did. I mean, I tried to tell you back in February. You weren't listening to me. I told you, listen, Dan, you have no idea what's going on in the bluegrass state. Kentucky fans never happy with Calipari. Tried to tell you.
Okay, what you tried to tell me is that they were going to fire him. What you did not tell me is that he's got a billionaire friend in Arkansas who would make him the Arkansas coach for 5 years because he's the head of the Tyson food chain, and Calipari out of nowhere, goes from Kentucky to Arkansas and avoids whatever it is that was coming his way at Kentucky. And if you're Calipari, like Nick Saban in Alabama, I do understand how you'd get tired of what those people's expectations are. And he's like, oh, you don't like me here? All right, I'll take it someplace else where they will like that. I'll always make my team top 20 and not expect it to be number one. What was that moaning sound you made, Bill?
Well, this is a classic I'm breaking up with you before you break up with me situation. You know, everybody knew that was ending. Stugatz tried to tell us. He tried to tell us. No one wanted to listen. And then it started playing out the way it played out. And he was the one, he was the breaker upper, not the breaker uppy.
Okay. But 5 years from your billionaire friend who's a booster at Arkansas means that you're breaking up and ending up in a better position for yourself where you're going to be more appreciated in the relationship.
Well, yeah, you don't break up with someone to date an ugly person. Come on, get out of here. That's crazy.
Unless you have somewhere, you know, somewhere better to go, Dan. Everyone knows that.
You always, that's why it's called break up, not break down, Dan.
It is a step down, though. Is it not? In jobs?
Yes. But maybe it won't be because he's there and he makes the matter by himself. Today is a super rare day. In fact, I wouldn't just say it's super rare. I would say it's unprecedented in the history of college basketball. Normally, today, many shows, probably not this one, but many shows would begin with previewing that the championship of men's basketball is being played tonight. But that is not where today will begin, and it represents a seismic shift in the viewing habits of college basketball, that the championship decided yesterday with the women had more storyline narratives that were interesting and connect with audience than what it is that the men are doing tonight. Even though the men have the most giant dude in the game, college basketball player of the year, Edie is a giant person who makes the game unpleasant to watch.
Going against a team that is going for back-to-back NCAA championships.
Correct, but you had Caitlin Clark yesterday playing against undefeated South Carolina. And while the result wasn't surprising, I thought Caitlin Clark would be a bigger underdog than she was in that game. The result was sort of unsatisfying, but it does represent a change, Stugatz, that I did not see coming with the ratings on Saturday night. Saturday night, where everybody on Sunday, somehow, Dan Orlovsky, everybody wanted to be a referee from Saturday night till Sunday morning on a single call in a women's basketball game that was being watched by 15 million people, which puts it at a number, Stugatz. And I don't know what the number was going to be for yesterday's game, but I'm guessing it's going to be a football number. It's Sunday at 3 o'clock. And I don't know how many of us had the idea that that number, a football number, could be done at 3 o'clock on a Sunday by anything happening in women's basketball, even as much as a year ago. But the buildup to this has been fascinating to watch. And I know some people like Jay Williams will say that Caitlin Clark will not be remembered as the greatest of all time because she did not win a championship. She was overmatched in that basketball game by a team that hasn't lost in a couple of years.
I hate to do this, Dan, because you just brought up a few good points that we need to talk about, but I want to take this back really quick to the video of Stugatz predicting the Coach Cal thing, because I want to point out one thing specifically. So let's play this video first.
No fan base goes from wanting to fire their coach to booking their trip to the Final Four on a game-to-game basis quite like Kentucky.
That's not true. No, who's firing?
Oh, God.
Who's firing Calipari?
They fire their coach every other day. I mean, are you paying attention to what's going on in the Bluegrass State?
Calipari was number one every year, and they want him to stay number one. No and one he's wants less. Him. He's not. No one wants him. Okay, very good.
That was yesterday. Today's
all right.
Today.
All right.
You are wearing the exact same outfits, you guys.
Oh, of course I am. It's my Monday outfit.
Same hat. Same sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And Dan is wearing the exact same color, but a different shirt slightly. But you are wearing the exact same outfit.
It's my Mondays.
Is there another point you wanted to make off of that?
That's,
or just,
that's
you just
it.
You just wanted to point out that he was wearing the same thing? That he was wearing exactly the same clothes? He spent about 4 months here wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
It was about four straight months. You can't take a victory lap on that, Stugatz. That's not you trying.
I am.
I mean, that's not you telling us that he was going to end up at Arkansas.
Well, he didn't know the destination,
right.
But he knew the breakup
yes.
was imminent.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he take a victory lap from that?
Right.
If anyone thinks that Stugatz did that first clip this morning and we're messing with you,
yeah.
You can see the sweat stains on the hat currently that didn't exist back in February.
Thank you.
But like same amount of stubble, weirdly too.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
must shave on the same day every week.
My Monday stubble. Yep. Sunday shave.
Let's get
Sunday nights.
Let's get the video real quick. All I think of when I think of Kentucky basketball
I know.
Is I think of Billy Gillespie. He was involved in some sort of controversy at Kentucky. The media was circling all around him, and Billy Gillespie did one of the worst. I've got to pick up a fake phone calls that I have ever seen in the entirety of my life, where he's pretending as he walks by the media to be on the phone and cannot comment.
The best.
Cannot comment because is that a flip phone?
Phone?
It's
yep.
a flip phone he's using. Walking through the rain in Kentucky. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, I'm going to call.
No comment. I cannot comment. The result after Stugatz watching the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yesterday's result was unsatisfying because it didn't have as much drama as I would have liked toward the end of the game. Where at the end of that game, all it was is Caitlin Clark's going to shoot from wherever it is that she can the last few minutes of the game, and it's all falling apart, and there's a desperation, and she's just going to try and make a three from distance, and now it's a double-digit lead, and South Carolina's getting all the offensive rebounds.
It was fairly obvious, even while Iowa got out to a quick start and they had a lead, that South Carolina was the better team. They were a deeper team, a taller team, a better rebounding team. They were just a better team.
Yeah, that it's so rare to go undefeated for an entire season and win the championship. And South Carolina came so close to it last year until they lost to Iowa in the Final Four. But this year they were able to pull off the perfect season. And their bench players had 37 points in the championship game. And Iowa's bench players had zero. And when you can put in a 8 or 9 player rotation and not have your players getting tired or not have to worry about foul trouble for your players because you have someone that is an incredible player that's just going to come in right behind them. Like, I don't know how you beat that. And Dawn Staley has just done such an incredible job at South Carolina building up that program and creating a culture where players want to come there and play for her. And she's going to coach them really hard, and she's going to promise her team she'll win them a championship, and now she's won three of them. She didn't get an opportunity to win one in 2020 because of COVID, but they were definitely the favorite that year too. So I think you just have to give Dawn Staley a ton of credit for this team, because not only were her seniors great in that game, but the freshmen made such a big difference, and they're going to be there for probably 3 or 4 years now, and they're just going to be the team to beat as long as Dawn Staley's there.
She does a great job of representing her sport and the emotions of everything after the game for her in classy celebration of Caitlin Clark. Was fun to watch, emotional to watch, but I have one quibble. She says that Clark is one of the goats. Pick one. You can only have one goat. There's only one. You've got to pick what you got to pick one goat. You can't have multiple goats. You can't say one of the goats. There's one goat.
It's a fair point, buddy.
If you're calling someone one of the goats, you're saying that they're not.
Well, that's what she was saying. She's saying that she's great. She did a lot for the game. She is not the greatest player of all time. That's what she was saying.
Correct. It was not an insult. She did not mean it as an insult. It may have been what she was saying because we're doing that to her. She was trying and did a very good job of articulating all of the positive things of grace and in triumph. But my one quibble is pick a side.
Can't greatest be plural also?
Greatests. No.
I agree that you can be one of the greatest of all time, but if you're going to go with the word goat, there can only be one goat.
Well, that's a stupid word anyways.
It is stupid. I tweeted yesterday that Dawn Staley is the goat, and UConn fans immediately got upset with me, and I don't care because it's a made-up like thing that we say anyways, but Gina was the goat. Gina was the goat. Dawn is the goat. There's goats. Goats change. You can pass down goatdom to someone else, and then someone else becomes the goat, and you can be, you can coexist as goats together.
Yeah.
There can only be one goat, though, at any given time. Dan is right about this. You can't have multiple goats.
Gino can be the goat if he wins another championship. He hasn't won one in 8 years, though.
Right.
So he's not the goat right now. Don's the goat.
You also can't be the greatest of all time until it's all said and done, right? Because the greatest could be coming still.
When all the smoke is cleared?
Right. Unless you're Jordan.
When the dust settles, then you'll know the goat.
Right.
When all is said and done, you mean when the apocalypse arrives and there's no more speech?
The eclipse today.
Today.
The world has just become rubble.
The end of time, Dano.
It would be great if the end of time came, right? And like the last...
Well, no, that would not be great.
But then we got to decide
Well, let me hear it out. Yeah, let's go down this path, gang.
That's how we spend our final
hours. Exactly right. The last hour is us saying, okay... Sports are done. This is the end. Like,
right.
There's no need to panic. There's nothing we can do here to solve it. We're all going to die.
If the world ended today.
Exactly right. The world's ending in an hour. Let's sit. Let's enjoy and have some healthy sports discourse with the last hour of time we have and decide the greatest of all time at everything. And you know, this is actually it. This is where this ends.
Have you guys seen the preview for that horrifying like Civil War movie? That's coming out. I think in that movie, they do this. Once they realize it's all over, they're like, before we kill everyone, let's really debate here. Who is the GOAT in basketball?
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Dan Le Batard.
I think I'd like to know when I'm going to die, because I sort of romanticize the idea of like living like you were dying.
Yeah.
when you're on a countdown clock. Imagine all the life experiences. Like, I could go skydiving or Rocky Mountain climbing.
Stugatz.
Roy brings up a point, though. Like, Roy does bring up a point. Like, you might be risking paralysis. And
that's totally trampled my bit. Just totally trampled my bit.
But, Mike, what if, God forbid, it says you're going to die in, like, a week? What if it says a week, though? Like, or 2 days or a month? I don't want to know that.
Well, then you just love deeper and speak sweeter and give forgiveness to those that you've been denying. Someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Do you have more, or is that it?
No, thank you guys for letting me go through that smoothly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
The end of Don't Look Up, spoiler alert, by our friend Adam McKay. And this was quite the wrestling match that he had with Netflix about ending his movie with spoiler alert. The end of the world. Not a lot of movies end with the world ending.
Tough to make a sequel.
Yeah, and it creates a certain despair.
The world could always come back, though. I mean,
it's a certain despair that you have in the middle of what it is that you're doing there that suggests, perhaps, that you don't really want, as a moviegoer, to leave the movie theater with the filmmaker telling you that the world has ended. But in those last moments, he had a number of scenes of what people would do. And what Stugatz would do is absolutely call together a caucus to decide once and for all who is the best in sports, where, and let's decide now that all is about to be said and done.
What a way to spend the final 60 minutes. Seriously.
It would be fun.
Deciding who the GOATs are. Yeah. I would have an award show.
Worldies. Wow. We can make so many categories of GOATs, too, right? Like, the world, we could, I mean, it would take more than an hour, but, like, if we're talking about Dawn Staley versus Geno, you have to talk about Dawn being player of the year before she became coach of the year multiple times, and being an Olympic player and then an Olympic coach and being a gold medalist doing both things. So, I mean, they're just different categories of GOATs, like the best coach that was the best player.
No, you can't do it
the
like
best
that.
Coach
well, that's
that
what
was
the
never
worldies
a
are all
player.
About.
Jessica, knock it off with the nuance. It's the apocalypses. Like, if we're going to give the awards of the apocalypses, it's not going to have nuance. It's not going to be this category and that category. We got to hurry up. All is about
to keep it tight. No acceptance speeches. Enough
done.
Of that shit.
Right.
And it's the worldies. That's a fine.
I changed it to the apocalypses.
Imagine the worldies and you're there, the apocalypses or whatever you want to call it, and you go and you start giving a world to the gun, like, carbon footprint. And it's like, shut the f*** up. The world is ending in 5 minutes. Like, enough with this already.
Jessica, what did you just eat there?
Don't worry about it.
Well, what? It was blue? What?
No, it's one of these. Charlotte and I actually used to eat these on the road all the time. Perfect bars. I don't know why I'm eating it right now. Yeah. Normally I eat it after the first hour.
It's unusual timing.
Yeah.
Remember when she used to reference Charlotte before we all knew her so well?
Her friend Charlotte Wilder, yes.
I feel more connected now.
You should reference another friend, then we'll hire them. Another one. That's what Tony did.
You may have noticed that Billy is in a better mood today because his Marlins, he missed several days last week because his Marlins started the season 0-8 or 0-9?
0-9.
0-9.
Yeah.
Off the schneid.
Happens. And, undefeated in the last game, though.
And they finally won a game yesterday after having their entire season already ruined, I would imagine.
It's early. There's time. Time. Yeah. 162, Dan.
Time for what? To
well,
lose
you're gonna
160
lose,
of them?
Well, you're going to lose more than 9 games a season. I don't think any team has ever only lost 9 games. So, you know, there's time here.
Get it out of the way early.
Exactly right. That's right, Dan. You get it. Lose them now, not in the playoffs. That's what I always say.
Just six back.
I mean, it's
about
only
the wild card.
A week in. Just six back. For whatever reason, they voided the club option year of their manager of the year, which is odd, but... You know, we're figuring it out, I guess.
Did you go to the wild card standings already?
No, I mean, you said six back. I bet it's better in the wild card. A little closer.
Well, there's three now.
We checked the wild card.
I think.
Thank
always
you, guys.
Changing.
Thank you for all the excellent analysis on Marlins baseball.
Right.
I'm sure that many people here who are tuning in for their Marlins coverage appreciate how well you guys did that.
What
just
else
four
is
and a half
really
back?
To say about the Marlins?
There was a rain delay yesterday when they were up 9.
Which is hilarious,
heading to the bottom.
By the way.
Oh, my God. It was the worst. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Up there. Up 9. Finally going to get your win. And then they bring out the tarp. Like, just concede the game. Then sure enough, when they come back, the bullpen gives up 2 runs. And it's like, uh-oh, maybe they're not going to win this game. But they did. They won it.
Dan.
Yes?
More alarming. The Marlins or the Heat? Ooh. Discuss amongst yourselves.
We'll get to the Heat in just a second, but I want to circle back around to what you said about the eclipse, because it seems like you and I, Jessica, are interested in the way that nature is awe-inspiring, and there are some people around here who are vastly less interested in nature and the world, you know, being an awesome place. What are you laughing about, Roy?
The eclipse. You made it like an internet thing. Huh?
Like eBay?
Yeah, like eBay. Like insurance?
Email?
No, I want an assortment. I want to buy an assortment of clips. Where can I go? Eclipse. But Jessica and I are interested in this, and you guys keep poo-pooing.
Eclipse, the digital barber.
Yeah. I mean, enough of it. I'm tired of it. People traveling to Syracuse, New York, traveling to Buffalo, spending all their money, getting a pair of glasses that you can only get, you know, every time an eclipse comes around, which is like every 30 years. Enough of it. You want to see darkness during the day? Go to Iceland. Go to Reykjavik. Enough of the eclipse. I'm serious. It's Dan. A lot to do about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? It's going to be dark for 24 minutes during the day. Woohoo!
You're just jealous that we're not getting it down here.
We get eclipses all the time.
I get them all.
Like every time, it's like this is the only eclipse. I remember at least three eclipses of my lifetime, and every time it's like, well, don't look at it. It's like, well, then why are you telling me about it? Like, why do I want to know about something that's so great if I can't see it? Not interested. You know what it looks like at the darkness? I'll look at it at 8 o'clock tonight. I'll see the same thing. It's an eclipse.
But it's not the same. It's not just dark. Have you guys...
I can't look. And also, no one goes blind. Let's just get out in front of it right
true.
Now.
That's,
no
I,
one goes
true.
Blind.
I saw a video
There's
this morning
a
of a woman who said that she stared at the eclipse... Whatever it was, 6 years
I saw
years
a video
ago.
Of a cheerleader walking backwards because she got a flu shot. And then that was fake.
Philly.
Seems a little reckless saying
she
that you can't go blind.
She said she can't see. Chris Cody tried to do the disclaimer on Friday. It was a very weak one, but he tried. And now Billy is just all over that.
I'm not a medical expert, but I'm just saying, I feel like there's not a ton of cases of people that have just gone blind and they go into the hospital like, what happened? And they're like, I looked up at the eclipse.
Because we get the message out not to look at it. And most people follow that, except the lady that I saw on Twitter and President Trump.
Both lunar and solar eclipses happen 2 to 3 times a year.
Huh.
So it happens
over
often.
North America?
Well, not over North America,
yeah,
across the world.
There's another one this year.
Because it's over North America.
It's in the middle of the ocean, but there's another one.
Billy, you are being irresponsible.
How so?
People do lose their vision. I mean, there are school children being left inside. I don't know. I think Arkansas declared a state of emergency because of the eclipse.
Well, it's Arkansas, though.
True.
They ended that when they got Calipari, though.
Exactly.
They're like,
right.
We're good.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we're good. Emergency's off.
Does Stugatz, I have not been to Iceland, nor Reykjavik, obviously, if I haven't been to Iceland.
Yeah.
But does it indeed do what Stugatz is saying, dark during the day? Because I know Alaska doesn't have a lot of dark for much time, where you're just getting sunshine all of the time, or daylight, but is what Stugatz is saying, is that correct about Iceland, that it's often dark, or is he just making that up?
In the winter, I don't think they get a lot of sunlight, but then in the summer, I think they do get an exceptional amount of sunlight. But I also have not been to Iceland.
Well, Stugatz is now clicking furiously with his sausage fingers because he doesn't appear to be sure. Or
there are 20-hour nights in Reykjavik during the winter time, so... You can go to Iceland and, you know, if you're interested in seeing what it looks like during the daytime.
It's not just that it's dark out, though. I feel like we're missing the point of the eclipse.
What is the point?
It's cool.
Nah.
That's the point. It's cool.
By the way, also, you should never stare directly into the sun. Like, not just at the time of an eclipse.
You're right about that.
Like, just don't stare into the sun.
But people feel the urge to stare into it when they see the moon passing in between them and the sun. And that is why you have to be especially careful during the eclipse. Because it's like, oh, it's dark. You're not going to hurt your eyes. But no, actually, you can.
I'm seeing Iceland during the November, December, January, February months get around 4 to 6 hours of daylight a day.
Yeah, thank you.
You were correct, Stugatz. Let me see if I can...
Hey, Stugatz was right? Holy Stugatz was right!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's right twice today? Like a clock? A broken one?
Yeah.
I saw that Matt Barnes told the following story, Stugatz, and Shaq as prankster seems it would be far less cute if you were on the wrong end of the pranks. So Matt Barnes was telling the stories, and you've heard some of these stories of, Shaq peeing in sneakers of teammates. But the grossest one he told, and I believe this should be an HR violation, that retroactively Shaq should be punished by the league for what it is I'm about to say to you that he did, according to Matt Barnes, to Lou Amundsen. Do you remember Amundsen? He had like
a yes.
He played with a ponytail. Yep. He was a teammate. He was easy.
I hope he was a teammate.
He was easy to pick on. Apparently, during an entire practice, Shaq had Amundsen's mouth guard lodged under his testicle.
Oh! Mm. In the worst area, you could have that.
For an entire practice, yes. And then they put it, they hid it in, or they put it back in Lou's locker.
Oh!
Right.
And then he put it in his mouth during the game, and when he did, he immediately took it out and threw it because he knew Shaq was doing something, but he didn't know what Shaq was going to do. And then the announcers just started on the broadcast talking about, and the Suns having a lot of fun in their huddle there because all of his teammates were laughing. And I'm dead serious when I say to you, if you were a jury of peers and they took that in front of you as a criminal trial, I would give Shaq jail time for that. Never mind workplace malpractice.
How many years?
I mean, not years. You don't have to. You don't have to make it years.
Okay. One month.
But Shaq needs
cup of coffee.
Shaq needs to spend time in prison for what he did to a teammate. It has to go well beyond checking in with Phoenix Suns human resources and someone like Amin El-Hassan. It has to go beyond that. It has to go into our federal court system and result today. I'm calling for this today. The statute of limitations is not up on this.
Don Lebatard.
Mike, Marty Schottenheimer passed away.
Stugatz.
Why do you sound so happy?
How did you say that?
Yeah, you're very excited.
I was not excited. I was not excited.
What happened? Unbelievable.
I was merely pointing out that a Browns legend had passed away.
Hold on. That was unbelievable.
Guys, Marty Schottenheimer died. Hey.
Hold on.
And maybe the greatest coach to never win a Super Bowl.
Okay, I mean. Wait a minute. Settle down. Settle down.
Do you hear?
This is the Don Lebatar Show with the Stugatz.
I think the last time we administered jail time around here, it was for Mike Greenberg for suggesting that UConn would win professional basketball games or get to the playoffs in the East or something like that. It was some absurd thing because UConn is better than everyone, has been better than everyone for the last couple of years. Out of curiosity, Stugatz, what do you think the point spread? There's a correct answer to this that Dan Patrick actually did the work of doing by calling DraftKings. But what do you think the point spread would be if UConn was playing the Detroit Pistons? I don't think the Pistons are the worst team in the league. I think the Washington Wizards are. But for the purposes of this discussion, yeah, what do you imagine the point spread would be if there was one game tonight between the Detroit Pistons and the UConn men's basketball team?
I would say the Pistons minus 10.
Jessica, why are you laughing at that?
Pistons minus 10 against a college basketball team?
Yeah.
Pistons are the worst team in the league, by the way.
They had a guy who scored 50 points from the bench last week, though.
Yeah.
Malachi. Mm-hmm. I don't know his last name.
Your guy, yeah.
He went from 50. I think he scored zero the next game. I don't know how often. I don't know. I think that's what happened.
Oh, you're averaging 25 a game in two games.
The fact that he could. Yeah.
I don't think that 50 off the bench is kind of amazing. But DraftKings says, no, the point spread would be 45.
What? I was going to guess 40, actually. But I was too scared.
That's what Dan Hurley needs, honestly. A little humble pie. This guy's feeling himself right now. Every press conference, like, he loves him some him.
I believe Adrian Wojnarowski has been writing glowing tapestries, romantic tapestries about his coaching style since he was doing whatever it was he was. He was coaching high schools, famously, was he not, before he went to UConn? And he has a style that is very coach and very coach from another time. And he is feeling himself, and he should be feeling himself, because what he has built in UConn, they don't have any ordained right to continue being that good once you start paying players all over the place. But he is compounding the Calhoun legacy at UConn, because they still have the best program in the country. What kind of favorite are they tonight against Zach Edey and the Boilermakers?
Same spread as yesterday's game, 6.5. I saw it.
But they haven't had any. They haven't had either any close games in this tournament or close point spreads in this tournament, have they?
They've won every game by double digits, I believe, including the game on Saturday, which they kind of were not as dominant in, but they still won by double digits, I believe. I have heard a lot of people debating whether or not the 3 p.m. Eastern start time for the women's game is giving that game the audience it deserves, and if they should be also playing in prime time. But I can tell you right now, hand to God, I will not be awake for this game tonight. And 3 p.m. on a Sunday, mwah, chef's kiss, perfect. Yeah. Never change it.
It
never
was perfect. Yeah.
Could I do 6 p.m.? Yes.
Yeah.
I could do 6 p.m.
That's right. What I wanted.
But 3 p.m., I'll take it. I love it. Never, ever, please, ever move that game to 9:20 on a Monday night. Ever. Ever. Please. Lord, please.
Yesterday's game was doomed to be anticlimactic after Saturday's, correct? After you're having everyone complain.
Fridays.
Yeah. Fridays. Thank you. Yep. You're having everyone complain after Friday's game that the game would be decided by a referee, even though technically it is a moving screen. And I'd be totally fine, honestly. Totally fine. If you simply eradicated screens of all kinds in basketball, just because that doesn't seem fair or right to me, that you're just standing around being a 6'7", 270-pound person getting in everybody's way. It just doesn't seem like how I would want to be playing basketball all the time. I understand why it's so, but I'd be totally fine not just eradicating the moving screen, all screens from the game. I understand that it would entirely distort and change the way basketball is played.
I'm not sure about that, removing screens entirely, but I will say, as someone who has been a hater of the UConn Huskies for my entire life, their women's basketball team specifically, it was very funny watching the fallout of that call at the end of the game, and this game's rigged for Iowa, or the refs are doing this for ratings, and all this stuff going against UConn, because for my entire life, it's been UConn gets every call, all the games are rigged for UConn, and I'm not saying that's true, but that's been the fan conspiracy forever.
They've had their moments.
They've had so many moments, and UConn is one of the greatest women's basketball programs in history, and the records that Gino Auriemma has at UConn will probably never be broken. They're so prolific. He's been there for 40 freaking years, right? And coached some of the goats, you could say.
There's only one goat.
But it was so funny to watch. And then seeing Iowa fans be like, why does ESPN have so many former UConn players on their broadcast? This isn't fair. We have Rebecca Lobo on the call. We have Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird doing this simulcast, and I'm just sitting there cackling to myself, because I had truly no skin in that game. I wanted to see Caitlin Clark play in the championship because I thought it would make it more interesting, but I really didn't care who won. I guess I was rooting for Lucy also, but man, that was funny. That was a funny ass night.
Roy, why do people have skin in the game? Can you get to the bottom, please, for me, of why it is there is ever skin in a game? Something that I failed to talk about enough last week, Stugatz, I brought it up in passing, but I think it's Dallas's mayor has said, hey, Dallas cares enough about football and is big enough in order to have multiple football teams. I am suggesting that the Kansas City Chiefs feel welcome to move from Kansas City, if they're having so many problems getting a new stadium, to Dallas. And one of the things, and I just mentioned it in passing, but I actually want to explore it with you guys, because I believe in capitalism and because I hate the way that the rich people in the NFL put in rules because they can't actually control themselves. They put in an assortment of rules so that they can't have the situation where Jerry Jones is bidding against a family for things that he can just buy because he has more money. So they put limits on all this stuff. But I want you to think for a moment of what city right now would be in a position, if everything were truly free in a marketplace, to put down a stadium as collateral to get the next 10 years of Patrick Mahomes. What city would be willing, because they always strong arm their cities. Buffalo is going to end up getting a stadium that they do not need, that is a waste of money, because we insist on always giving these billionaires more. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me in any instance that we give any of these people anything to build their stadiums, but it's been normalized. And so I actually want to explore with you guys the idea of the Kansas City Chiefs as a free agent. The entire organization will take its two-time Super Bowl champion. If the rules allow, to your city, to the highest bidder.
The player is signing the team.
To the highest bidder.
Skin in the Game has originated from the world of finance and investing. It refers to having a personal stake in the success of a venture or investment.
But why skin? That doesn't really, I know what the definition of skin in the game is, but I don't know why it's skin.
Well, the idea is when someone has skin in the game, they are more likely to act in a responsible and careful manner, as they have something to lose if the venture fails.
Like their skin?
Yeah.
Like
their skin.
Like their skin is online. You're going to lose your skin.
You got to peel off a piece of skin, Dan, put it in the game.
Yeah, skin is the largest organ in the body and covers the body's entire external surface.
Correct.
Yeah, I definitely didn't have skin in that game.
Also called epidermis. It's made up of three layers, the epidermis, the dermis, and the hypodermis, all three of which vary significantly in their anatomy and function.
Ooh. The first time someone told me my epidermis was showing, I was very alarmed.
Like your weenus.
Yeah.
You specifically.
I clutched.
Coming in with, also known as epidermis, right. You specifically offering that as an addendum.
One on the dermis assistant.
Just helpfully offering us, and unnecessarily, right? Because nobody, like we knew, everyone knew what we meant by skin. No one, I understand if you went the other way. If someone had said epidermis and you helpfully offered skin, that's not what you did.
You made it harder.
You decided uselessly to give us a synonym for some reason for skin.
The first degree.
It's not often that I get to flex around here, all right? I had that in the holster, and I'm using it.
But why?
Because one time, a long time ago, some kid said to me, your epidermis is showing, and I got scared, and then I learned, oh, epidermis is just skin.
The first time, it is alarming when someone says that to you.
The first time, like, this is like a common thing that people say?
It's a thing amongst kids. Like, hey, your epidermis is showing, and then you think it's like your penis or something. You're like, what?
It's a classic.
What's showing?
Yeah,
the first time, like, oh, shit.
I learned last week what a weenus is. I did not know what a weenus was. You guys all shamed me. Everybody evidently knows what that is. That's something that kids are saying is like the elbow skin. But if somebody said your weenus is showing or said that to me as a child, I probably would have reacted the same way that Chris Cody reacted when they told him his epidermis was showing. Yesterday, Stugatz, I don't know if you saw this in the late game, but I haven't seen this happen in the 21-year career of LeBron James. He shows up to the game, a home game, and then goes home with flu-like symptoms.
The rare Sunday night off.
And coincidentally, they'd rather play Minnesota than Denver in the first round. And they gave Minnesota a win at Los Angeles. And a lot of people are saying that that's maneuvering because you just don't want to see the Nuggets if you're the Lakers. Now, I believe the Timberwolves gave the Nuggets more trouble. They match up. The Timberwolves match up better with Denver than just about anybody. And I think Minnesota gave Denver more trouble 1-8 last year than just about anybody that wasn't the Lakers. But Do you think there's anything to the idea that LeBron James would be avoiding anybody? Because we have not seen LeBron James show up to the arena and leave with flu-like symptoms. That's a 21-year career that's not something I remember happening, not once.
It's a weird move, because if you're going to drive all the way there, like, you might as well play, right? No one wants to drive all the way to work and then be like, oh, I don't feel good.
To say you're sick, right? Stu? Yeah. Exactly right. I don't know if that's what the Lakers are doing, and they still have to play the Warriors and get past the Warriors in a play-in game if the season ended today.
Well, this game, they've got a game on Tuesday night, the Warriors and the Lakers do, that's going to feel like the last vestiges of two eras facing off against each other. Probably a little bit dangerous to start with your maneuvering this early, but a lot of people are making that leap. I'm not making that leap, but the behavior is something that doesn't have a precedent, so I understand why people would be suspicious in the age of conspiracy theory.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.